Tennessee its general character, candor, dignity and manifest devotion to truth, are attractive to cultured minds, even though it may cross their prejudices. Lyman C. Howe, lecturer. Your course has made spiritualism respected by the secular press, as it never has been before, and compelled an honorable recognition, et ufo tattle, author, and lecturer. A grand paper. I am fully in sympathy with its objects and arms. It is a tremendous power for good. J. / Joseph Beetz, President New England Spiritualists Camp Meeting Association. I have a most thorough respect for the journal, and believe its editor and proprietor is disposed to treat the whole subject of spiritualism fairly. Reverend M. J. Savage, Unitarian, Boston. As an exponent of vigorous free thought and Western enterprise, it stands foremost in excellence and power. It has many warm friends in this country. J. J. Morse, editorial writer and lecturer, London. I cannot perceive why any man, who has a due regard for the welfare of society, should not support the journal. Your ultimate success is no problem of difficult solution. T.T. K. McAllister, formerly on the Supreme Bench of the State of Illinois, and now one of the judges of the appellate court. Toll. Bundy has made his paper the ablest exponent of the phenomena, philosophy, and ethics of modern spiritualism to be found in this or any other country. His integrity is inflexible, and his observations in spiritual phenomena, in the main, microscopically accurate. Dr. N. B. Wolf, Cincinnati, INAG, Appendix to Startling Facts in Modern Spiritualism, pages 601-3. I learn much from its pages. The invariable manliness and straightforwardness of tone of its original matter are roost refreshing. Whatever mistakes of detail it may make, those qualities give it an enviable and eminent place in American journalism. Dr. William James, Professor of Philosophy, Harvard University, Member American Society for Psychical Research. The Elegio Philosophical Journal is a representative of clean spiritualism. Though one do not admit and believe all spiritualists claim for their belief, yet I think there is a great deal in spiritualism to be found out. If a man can manifest himself here, he can, under certain conditions hereafter. Remarks of W. T. Harris, LL.D. During the discussion on immortality at the Concord Summer School of Philosophy, August 1, 1884, Publisher's Statement. The Religio-Philosophical Journal, in the estimation of a large proportion of the leading authorities on spiritualism, stands preeminent as a fearless, independent, judicially fair advocate of spiritualism. It is admired and respected not only by reflecting, critical spiritualists, but by the large constituency just outside the spiritualistic ranks, who are looking longingly and hopefully towards spiritualism as the beacon light which may guide to higher, broader grounds, and give a clearer insight to the soul's capabilities and destiny. It is disliked by some very good but very weak people. It is hated by all who aim to use spiritualism as a cloak to serve their selfish purposes. The journal has received more general notice, and more frequent and higher commendations from intelligent sources, regardless of sect or party, than any other spiritualist or liberal paper ever published. The records will confirm this. The journal is uncompromisingly committed to the scientific method, in its treatment of the phenomena of spiritualism, being fully assured that this is the only safe ground on which to stand. Firmly convinced by rigid investigation, that life continues beyond the grave and that spirits can and do return in manifest at times and under certain conditions, the journal does not fear the most searching criticism and crucial tests in sustaining its position. Some reasons tfle rational, broad-handed people, fag la religio philosophical journal. The journal lends its active support to every scheme adapted to the amelioration of man. The journal is mesectarian, non-partisan, thoroughly independent, never neutral, wholly free from cliques and clans. The journal is ever ready to back an honest medium with all its power, and its bottom dollar. It is equally ready to drive into the bottom of the last ditch every persistent, unrepenting swindler. The journal is published in the interests of spiritualism and the general public, Its columns can never be used to grind the axes of individuals, nor as a channel for cranks, charlatans and hobbyists to reach the public. The journal opens its columns to all who have something to say and know how to say it well, whether the views are in accord with its own or not. It courts fair and keen criticism and invites honest, searching inquiry. The journal has a large and well-trained core of regular and occasional contributors and correspondents, not only in America, but in England, France, Germany, Italy, Russia, and Australia, and is prefer always in receipt of the earliest and most trustworthy information on all subjects coming within its scope. Tab 3 years of subscription. One copy 1 year, dash, $2.50 one copy 6 months, dash, 1.25 specimen copy sent free. Remittances should be made by P.O. Money Order, postal note or draft on Chicago or New York, payable to John C. Bundy. Address all letters and communications to John C. Bundy, Chicago, 3, Library of Congress, 021 226 159 2.